in a world of need and suffering and tears and grief. If I was God looking down on the world I had made, seeing so much evil caused by man's inhumanity to man, if I wanted to sort the whole mess out, I wonder what I would have done. I think I'd have been tempted to send an army, or a plane load of high-ranking diplomats, or even some aid workers. But God didn't send any of those. He sent a baby. And the reason that he sent a baby is that a baby changes everything. It's been a special year in our family. As some of you will know, my wife Anne and I have become grandparents for the first time. Twice over, actually. This is probably my favourite photo of the year. Both my daughter and son have had babies. Charlotta on the left and Imogen on the right. And if you have grandchildren or nephews and nieces, the moment you see them and hold them for the very first time is wonderful. You're changed by seeing this new life, linked to you, a part of you, just come into the world. But any change in our lives is as nothing compared to the seismic changes that happen overnight in the lives of parents. Life for our children changed overnight when their children arrived. Babies may be small, but they're incredibly demanding. They expect you to revolve your whole life around them. And of course you do it. Because you see, a baby changes everything. A baby changes your whole perspective on life. We have some good friends called Leah and Luca. Here they are. They're from Germany. In fact, Leah is my son-in-law's sister. We've got to know them very well over the years, and their whole family have become dear friends to us. Early last year, before my daughter Victoria became pregnant, Leah, after about 10 years of marriage, found she was expecting. There was great joy as they looked forward to a happy event. But then, disaster. About 22 weeks into the pregnancy, Leah began suffering from preeclampsia. She miscarried the child and was in danger of dying herself. The whole family was devastated. Leah and Luca, having looked forward to a longed-for child, now had to face the loss of that child, a little girl who they named Lynn. And they were told that they had a 60% chance of the same thing happening all over again if Leah ever became pregnant. You see, the loss of a baby changes everything as well. So it was particularly hard for Leah and Luca when only 2 months later, my daughter and son-in-law, Victoria and Matthias, told them that they too were expecting a child. Where was God in all this? All they could do is grieve and pray. Because they're both disciples of Jesus, Leah and Luca prayed as well. In the midst of a world torn apart and lives affected by war, grief, sickness and sadness, we can end up asking the same question that Leah and Luca asked. Where is God in all this? And God's answer seems a bit crazy. I sent a baby. Now, why would you send a baby? Babies aren't powerful or articulate or intelligent. Why send a baby? The answer is, this wasn't just any baby. The Bible says that the baby born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago was God in human form. The God who created the whole universe had stepped down into his creation and became a human being. He grew up to teach us how to live, and then he did something even more amazing. He knew that because we do wrong things all the time, he needed to offer himself to die a sacrificial death on a cross, so we wouldn't need to be punished for the wrong things we do. And I was wondering how I could explain this to you, so I thought I would play you a song. It's a version of the song Hallelujah, originally written by Leonard Cohen, the singer-songwriter who died this year. But it has some new words added for Christmas. And as you listen to it, I want you to listen to the background, because it's recorded in a pub. And at the beginning, there's loads of background noise. People are chatting. But as the song begins, the people suddenly start listening. The hubbub dies down, and they really focus on what they're listening to. And then they begin to join in. Let's listen to it together. So you see, a baby changes everything. If you'd like to know more, then I have something for you this evening. I'll be standing by the door after the service, and I've got a little booklet I'd love to give you. It's called Why Christmas? Do ask me for one. And in the new year, we'll be doing an inquirer's course called Alpha. Tucked inside the booklet will be my contact details. If you'd like to do Alpha with us in 2017, just get in contact with me. Oh, and one last thing I wanted to tell you. Meet Leon Henri Emmanuel Bauer, born to Leah and Luca on the 8th December 2016. And one final picture to show you, taken when Leon was just 2 days old. Luca is on the left holding his baby son, and Leon is meeting his little cousin, Charlotta, and his aunt, my daughter Victoria, for the first time. So now, Leah and Luca are realizing, if they didn't know it before, that a baby really does change everything. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for the wonderful arrival of baby Leon, making this the most special Christmas of all for Leah and Luca. But Lord, we know that life can be tough. Though you've made this world a perfect world, it isn't perfect anymore. But thank you that you came to earth as God in human form to show us how to live and to die for us. Lord, as Mary and Joseph welcomed you into their lives, help all of us this Christmas to welcome you into our life. Amen.